This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning to all of our listeners. This note just came in from Paul Hoffman, VK5PH, who is the training officer for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Time is running out to book your place on next Saturday's foundation training course and examination session. Standard, advanced and regulations examinations will be available for those wanting to upgrade their licenses. There is no exam fee and the only charge will be $10 to cover room hire and expenses. We already have quite a few participants, so don't leave your booking to the last minute. Please email Paul at vk5ph@wia.org.au or call him on 041-8803-177 if you are interested.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. April is fox hunting month for AREG, and next Sunday, the 14th of April, we're holding a BYO picnic foot-based hunt starting at 11 a.m. at the Drake Reserve by the Riverside Playground in Felixstowe, which is just a few kilometres northeast of the city. AREG members have recently participated in a club group build event, which saw over 40 fox hunt yagis made, so we're keen to get out and give them a try. AREG will hide 7 2-metre foxes and 1 70-centimetre fox throughout the park area, and the challenge will be to see who can find them the fastest. If you don't have any of your own fox hunting gear but would like to give it a try, AREG will have plenty of loan equipment available, based on the very popular VK3 YNG sniffer receivers. And we can also arrange to buddy you up with someone with fox hunting experience so you can get your first taste of fox hunting ARDF style. If you're not into fox hunting but would still like to gather with all of us from AREG, we're also promoting this event as the AREG Autumn BYO Picnic for 2024. Just bring your own rug, chairs and food and drink. Make sure you wear some comfortable walking shoes and sunscreen and come and join in on the fun. Everyone is welcome to join in, be it AREG members or non-members. This will be a family-friendly event with people of all ages welcome to join in, though children must be kept under the supervision of an accompanying adult. For more information on this event, including the location and the frequencies in use, check out the blog post on the AREG website. AREG's next general business meeting is on Friday the 19th of April, and the presentation this month will be on, you guessed it, fox hunting. I'll be giving a presentation on fox hunting for beginners, and we'll explain the equipment that you need to get started and some basic techniques to help you find that first fox transmitter. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation starting at 7:30. For our remote members, this meeting will be broadcast via Zoom and should also be streamed live on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. As always, check out the AREG website for more information on all our upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58C, for the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The Thursday morning coffee and chat sessions continue to be popular, with attendances now approaching the same sort of numbers that we get at a formal club meeting. It's reaching the point where we may have to think about using different rooms for different conversations, as the hubbub now makes it hard to follow a particular conversation or discussion. What a terrible dilemma to have. Hi, hi. If you are in Mount Gambier at about 10 a.m. on a Thursday morning, why not drop in and say hello? Our club rooms are in the old Reedy Park Primary School complex in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and we would love to see you there. Our activity and business meetings continue to be well attended, and recently we have welcomed a number of new members and a couple of former members back into the group. We also have interest from one or two others who are keen to join us and get an amateur licence. This bodes well for our future. Once again, I remind you of our 2024 annual convention. Taking place on Sunday the 9th of June, this one-day event is not to be missed. Book your accommodation now to ensure that you can take full advantage of the extra days to explore our spectacular region with your family. Of course, if fox hunting is your passion, you will be well catered for as well, with 2 full days of action on the program. There will be presentations prior to the Fox Hunt Prize Award ceremony on Sunday afternoon, and all of that will be followed by the three-course sit-down dinner, which is the social highlight of the weekend. You need to book for this dinner, as numbers are limited to 80 persons. Full details of the event can be found on our club's website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serge.org.au, and click on the Convention 2024 page. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, gather around, everyone. It's time for the North East Radio Club news. And congratulations for putting your clocks back to Central Australian Standard Time. Now, we've got a very busy week coming up this next week. On next Friday, the 12th of April, it will be the monthly general meeting. So come along to the Northeast Radio Club Hall at Capulet Crescent and get there about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And once again, plenty of parking and certainly plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available. That's the general meeting next Friday night. And then on Sunday next weekend, the Northeast Radio Club will be holding its buy and sell, which is next Sunday, the 14th of April. And the venue will be our usual meeting hall, the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. And now tables are able to be booked by contacting Brian, VK5VI. Sellers' tables are $15 for non-members and $10 for members. And it's only $5 entry for buyers. Now, the doors will open at 10:30 a.m. for sellers so that they can set up their tables and everything. And the buyers can enter at 11 o'clock. So there will be a barbecue happening and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. So that's the Northeast Radio Club buy and sell next Sunday, the 14th of April. Now, if you want to find out things about the Northeast Radio Club, well, there's a couple of options to you. You can go and look online at the Northeast Radio Club website, or you can follow the Northeast Radio Club Facebook page. Now, Graham, VK5GM, has set this up and he's got lots of interesting information on there. So check out the Northeast Radio Club Facebook page. And of course, all the usual things are happening during the week. We have the Wednesday Coffee Club meetings at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and that's always a good time to get in and have a chat with everybody about all sorts of things and have a brew or two. And of course, on Friday afternoons on the Linked Repeater Network at 5 p.m. you'll find the F-Troop Net, the ideal way to round off the week with a chat to everybody. So that's the F-Troop Net every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all we have for this week. I hope you have a good week, and don't forget the general meeting and the buy and sell. So I hope to see you there. So stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5 OG, on behalf of Andrew, VK5WX, and myself from the Adelaide Digital Linking System. We have added a new link for the Sunday morning broadcast from 8:30 a.m. Adelaide time and 1900 hours Adelaide time. you can now listen to the broadcast on Adelaide 10G, YSX and YSF on 69159, also on YSF to free DMR 89821, or through free DMR on Talk Group 5055. This has been a joint project and has been possible with the help from the team from Oz Free DMR, Aussie, Mike Zero Golf Lima Alpha in the UK, Phil Kern VK5ZY, Nathan VK5OG, and Andrew VK5WX. For more information, please visit VK5RDF on qrz.com. 73s, hope to catch you all on the air. This has been Nathan VK5OG on behalf of the Adelaide Digital Thinking System.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.